You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 6:30. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at the latest Foreign Direct Investment Confidence Index published by Kearney. I'm joined on the line by Kearney's partner and African Managing Director, Theo Sibiya, to take a look at this report. Good evening, Theo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by trying to understand the Kearney Confidence Index. I mean, the index was started in 1998. It's been around for quite some time. What does it measure and how does it all work?
Good evening, Jimmy, to you and your listeners. Thank you very much for having me on your show. So if I summarize what the confidence index is actually about, it's a form of a sentiment analysis, which is triangulated with data in specific areas. And what we do is simply we interview a whole host of executives of large multinational companies, typically with revenues above $500 million or more across 30 countries spanning all sectors of business, which accounts for about 46% of the respondents, and industrial firms about 45%, and IT firms about 9%. We get their views as to where they see investment opportunities and where they're likely to invest going forward. And on an annual basis, as you said, we started this in 1998 and regularly updated at the beginning of every year. And this helps us to get the insights that we then share in this publication. Very simply put, but there's a lot more detail behind that as well.
So, Theo, what did the insights reveal this time around? What were the findings of the latest survey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of counterintuitively, you know, we witnessed quite a lot of geopolitical tensions. But interestingly, the survey still, you know, communicates to us there's quite a lot of optimism amongst investors, which is, you know, not quite what you'd have expected in light of some of the things we've seen happening around the world. I think the key driver from our results is that it's mainly been driven by the better than expected performance of the United States, which in 2024 continues to be the top ranked investor destination for the 12th consecutive year. Emerging markets have also perked up, so that's also been quite a surprise. And with we have 8 markets this year making the top 25 global rankings, up from 6 last year. What's also very interesting is that 88% of our respondents said they were planning to increase their FDI in the next 3 years. Again, you know, it's counterintuitive in light of recent development. I must stress, though, Jimmy, that this survey is carried out in January, and a lot has happened since January. So one has to have that in the background to understand that maybe things may change in the future. But so far, it looks really, really quite encouraging. I mean, if we look at that 88% figure, this is 6% more than last year, which is very encouraging. And that's at a global level and also to some extent in emerging markets.
A lot certainly has happened since the time of this. Theo, I want to look at South Africa's picture. Where does South Africa rank? I see we've had a fairly good showing this time around, and we're up from where we were last year.
That's 100% correct. In fact, we've jumped up six places this year from 17th to 11th on the emerging market side. Right. So this is just looking at the emerging markets. We've gone up 6 places. And that's really been driven by 2 areas, Jimmy, specifically. One is we've had the impact of what I'd call a mega deal. So there was a transaction highly publicized between Heineken and Distell. You may recall this. And that led to massive inflows. I think it was estimated about $2.3 billion, so quite significant. But there's also been rising interest in our dynamic and growing tech sector. And we've seen growth in investment from about $51 million back in 2020, 2021, and now we're estimating about $350 million coming into our burgeoning and growing tech sector, particularly in Cape Town, which is kind of seen as the startup capital of our country, but it's closely followed by Johannesburg. So much of a muchness there between those two cities.
Theo, the tech sector is obviously a keen interest point for investors. What else are investors looking at? Are they still flagging any concerns? Are they looking at other sectors beyond the tech sector? What is the data telling you?
Indeed, they are looking beyond the tech sector. So as an indicator, for example, the Distell and Heineken is more in the retail space, or call it agri-cum research space. But they're also looking into mining. They're also looking into the automotive space. So probably across all the sectors at this point in time. And when one looks specifically kind of what drives their decisions, I think this is an important overlay to put on that. The kind of factors that they look at when they make these investment decisions are around, efficiency of legal and regulatory processes, the ability to move capital in and out of the country, transparency of government regulation is something else that features highly, property rights, tax rates, all those kind of tick box exercises, as well as, of course, physical infrastructure, key in how they make the decisions. There's a whole host. I think we've got about 20 factors, but those ones are the ones that kind of feature the highest.
All those factors sounds like things we have been needing to address with a grey listing. So obviously that's going to be quite an interesting conversation to look at there, as we hope to get off the grey list by January of 2025. Theo, are we seeing any outlook sentiments being given through this research? I know it looks at a lot of what's happened in the past and sort of how foreign direct investment is viewing markets and global situations. But surely there's also a component of it that looks forward to say, yes, 88% of it intend to deploy in the next 3 years. Where are they seeing that deployment, whether it's strategically or geographically? And are they looking at things like climate change goals and all of those things that were previously part of big conversations?
Yeah, so what we do in our survey, Jimmy, and it's a very good question, because that would help us to kind of understand what we could do as a country to attract investment. But unfortunately, we don't go into specific areas for each of the clients, so we don't ask them in too much detail. All we get is a sense of where they're likely to deploy their capital and what's important to them. What I would emphasize is for our perspective in terms of South Africa, it's about really trying to focus on the elements that create an enabling environment for us to attract investment. That means attracting all the addressing all the kind of challenges that I've already mentioned, but also making sure that we're clear and consistent in our messaging to the rest of the world as an investment destination. So it's very difficult to predict exactly which industries will attract the most. Suffice to say that if we create an enabling environment, most industries stand to benefit. And of course, we have anchor industries like your mining and financial services, etc., which are quite well established and worthy of receiving investment, for example.
Create the enabling environment for foreign direct investment. That has been the tune we've been singing for quite some time. Let's see how that works out. We'll leave it at that. Theo, thanks so much for those insights. Theo Sibiya, partner and African Managing Director at Kearney, joining me to reflect on their latest Foreign Direct Investment Confidence Index.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.